you know, when I used to have this other podcast, we would just start talking, you know, we wouldn't have like any kind of intro, which I thought was always kind of cool because you just like roll into it. And then
and you're already talking about stuff.
Yeah, you're just already talking. Like you were already like we're faking like we're talking before. You know what I mean? Like we
like
were,
there wasn't a pause and record moment.
Right. Like we didn't pause. We didn't hit okay, we're gonna start now and hit record. Like we just like rolled right into it.
All right, let's do that.
You wanna try something like that?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So since we were already talking.
Yeah, we were talking.
And there was no pause to hit the record button, we'll just go right into topic number one,
which is
that's a good question.
Hey, can I start off with something real quick?
Yeah, of course.
What is Malevolent Creek?
Malevolent Creek is an automaton sort of controlled territory. We lost Malevolent Creek to the automatons early in the game.
We did, like me and you,
the community.
Oh.
Yeah,
but it's a bad community.
I'm sorry. There's too many places we can go from there.
For real.
I mean, because this game is basically Team America, the video game, right? I mean.
Oh, totally, dude. A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I read that this game basically came to be from the developers like sending each other memes.
Oh, wow.
While they were developing the game.
Everything like they create from like their own essence, their own beings.
Yeah.
And then look what happens. You know what I mean? When you put a little bit of spit shine on it, I mean, you create something pretty awesome.
Oh, totally awesome.
Yeah.
So I guess one idea that I saw, that's kind of interesting, is people were talking online saying that they should create a guard dog flamethrower.
Oh, okay.
Like a guard dog that just spits fire everywhere. And the devs actually, yeah, go ahead.
What about Malevolent Creek?
I thought we touched on it already.
Yeah, but we didn't like delve into it. We didn't dive. Okay. We didn't dive into it.
Well, let's hell dive. Into Malevolent Creek. Actually, we should probably actually do that sometime soon because we haven't played in a couple days.
Oh, I know. I'm hurting.
Kind of itching. Scratching that itch. So,
and everybody out there like listening, who are you and who am I?
Oh, I'm Mike. You're Leto.
Perfect. All right, let's move on.
So Malevolent Creek was a planet that we lost early on. But it's been opened back up and people are fighting for it again.
Okay, cool. Like, how did we lose it?
There was a major order. I think it was during the defend missions against the automatons that we lost Malevolent Creek.
Okay. Like, and not enough people played the game?
Right. Not enough people defended that planet.
Okay, so like those missions where you have to rescue the scientists?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, you know what? This is my, like I said, I'm new to the game. So like, it was the first time playing that kind of mode. And I was like, what is going on? I want to go back to killing bugs, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I have to admit after a while, the rescue missions got a little stale. I mean, at least because we were playing on kind of easier difficulties. I think that had something to do with it. But I mean, I think now they've kind of introduced some different mission types, you know, so it's not so like just doing the same thing over and over.
The Malevolent Creek, it's kind of like taking on this whole mythic story almost. Like people are writing books and novels and best-selling trilogies are being made. I don't know. I'm over-exaggerating. I don't know. I just see like when I scroll through YouTubes and stuff, I haven't clicked on anything, but it just seems like a lot of stuff that people are just talking about Malevolent Creek and how we lost it. And
All right. I've got some info on Malevolent Creek right here.
Lay it on me, man.
Malevolent Creek is one of the five planets that reside within the Severn Sector. Its landscape generally consists of lush jungles and wide ponds that has become infamous for its extremely intense and difficult fighting. The planet's challenging terrain, combined with its thick layer of vegetation, fog, and clouds, make for engagements which are extremely challenging to keep under control. And this is from the Helldivers wiki page.
Nice. Which so. We're going to be referencing from now on moving forward.
Yeah, probably will be referencing this. So the first battle of Malevolent Creek, fighting on Malevolent Creek broke out immediately with the beginning of the Second Galactic War, with the first day already seeing small-scale fighting between Helldiver forces and the automatons. Slowly but surely, the Helldivers called for more reinforcements, but we lost.
Mm.
It resulted in Fight for the Creek recruitment drive, which saw a large propaganda campaign calling citizens to enlist and fight for Malevolent Creek. But ultimately, we failed to liberate Malevolent Creek.
Let me ask you something real quick. It brings up something, because there was something going on where, correct me if I'm wrong, please, that people were not worried about these missions, and they were kind of building up their characters at the time.
Right. Yeah, they would leave after the mission was completed, after the objective was completed, they would leave. So they would get all the XP and everything. But the developers came out and said that those people were not negatively affecting the outcome of the battle.
Oh. So how did we lose? I'm super confused.
I think at the time there were a couple other planets that were being fought for. I think that's ultimately.
Okay. So it was a group of planets that are kind of like in this battle.
Yeah. Yeah. So it all culminated again from the wiki, February 28th, with Malevolent Creek falling together with the entire Severin sector and other planets. The fall of the creek was seen as a tragic moment for the war effort. So now there's a new battle for Malevolent Creek. So
we're going back to Malevolent.
We're going back.
Nice.
We are going back.
We're going to give Malevolent Creek some hell. Dives. We're going to give them hell.
Giving it to them.
Nice.
Here we come.
Well, that's all cool. Like, I'm super, like, there's so many things happening. Like, we got our own kind of, like, little, like, we're building up our own guys. We're trying to fight these battles. And then all these other, and then Joel and his, you know, right turn, left turns, or whatever. And, like,
yeah,
I'm looking at the map, and it's like, does it seem like, I'm sorry, I can't call them automatons and terminids or whatever. Like,
that's fine.
I can't. Bugs and robots, or I'm sorry, I might slip and call them like arachnids and Terminator guys.
I like it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm old school. Like, this is new. Like, don't put a new label on something that's old.
Yeah. You just use your frame of reference and we'll understand each other.
It's arachnids and Terminator guys.
Right on. I like it.
It's not even the T-1000 or 300 or whatever. I don't know. It's Terminator guys.
It's the original Terminator.
Yeah, it's the original Terminator.
Yeah.
Anyway, so like there's so many, like, this game's got so much going on. And it feels like if you don't contribute, like you're really hurting the universe that they've created.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, if people don't band together and pick their battles, it changes the outcome of the game. You know, like right now, the Terminid control system is going up or trying to go up, and I haven't seen where it's currently at. I know we liberated one of the planets, but there are a few more that, you know, I don't even know where they're at.
Wow. Well, it just reminds me of, you know, that one quote by, was it Michael Ironside or whatnot? Is that the guy from Starship Troopers?
I think so.
Not Rico's Roughnecks, but the other, his Roughnecks, right? Everybody fights, nobody quits.
That's it, dude.
You know what I mean? They're using that. Yeah. They're using that motto.
Totally.
So there you go. That's our little lesson to everybody out there listening. Everybody's got to fight. Nobody quits.
That's right. You quit, you're considered a traitor.
You're hurting. You're hurting the cause, man.
Yeah.
But we're not here to preach. We're here to have fun.
Yeah, other than preaching for Super Earth.
Super Earth. That's our main goal, making sure Super Earth stays super.
Yeah.
And prosperous.
And free.
And manages democracy well.
around the galaxy, not just at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And take on revenge for all those fallen, you know, on the path to
prosperity.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Oh man, this game's so much fun.
Yeah. So what else?
What do you got? More news? Like we've
well, been, the new war bond is out.
Oh yeah, the war bond. Very cool.
Yeah. Which I'm still climbing my way through the first two.
Mm.
So I don't know when I'll get around to getting the new one, but I heard there is a weapon in there that people seem to like a lot, the LAS-16 sickle, which is, it's a laser weapon.
Whoa.
That, at least according to Morgan Park at PC Gamer, it's his favorite weapon now.
Oh,
he says it melts people. Melts enemies.
That's so cool. Yeah. I mean, I'm nowhere near being able to even complete the, what do you call them?
The war bonds?
The war bonds that are currently here. So I'll to get to that one, you know.
Yeah.
Do you got to pay for it? This new
probably.
War bond? Okay.
Yeah. You might be able to buy it with super credits if you've earned enough in the game. I don't think I have enough.
So not to change the subject, but to kind of change the subject, I put a questionnaire out there on your favorite primary weapon.
Okay.
And on Spotify.
All right.
And it kind of goes in line with what you're talking about. And, we got a response and it was the incendiary, shotgun.
The breaker?
The breaker, right. The incendiary breaker.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool because I was just playing that, using that one the other day.
Yeah.
I got that one unlocked. Have you tried it?
I have. And, you know, it seems cool, but it just doesn't pack the, like, punch that the regular one does. The regular one just kills them. It doesn't need the, like, time of effect.
Yeah, but it's got the longer clip, so it kind of gives you more ammo.
The incendiary does?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I might have to revisit that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it doesn't have the punch, but it kind of gives you enough to kind of stay alive and not run out of shots and hopefully keep them at bay a little bit before. Yeah. You know, I'm talking mainly bugs, but.
Right.
You know, yep. I don't know if it works great on the Terminators.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also heard that there's a bunch of stuff in this new war bond that can create like really powerful arc situations where people can kind of stack arc effects. I don't know too much about it. I haven't tried it, but that's the rumor.
Arc sounds like electricity and you just like kind of zap them.
Yeah. There's like the arc thrower, which is one of the stratagems, which I've never used. But maybe this new war bond adds things that make using arc instead of flame like a viable option.
Very good.
And speaking of viable options, we recently played with a Skull Admiral.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
It was awesome.
Dude, thanks for answering the call, dude.
Yeah,
he was seriously. He was like, he sent us an email. He's like, dudes, I hear you guys need a third. I'm looking to join up with some peeps and like, yeah. I'm calling. I'm taking the call and I'm going to join up with you guys. And he did. And we did. And we linked up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's that simple.
And he showed us the ways of the Force.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know. I didn't know where this game went because, I'm still new. I'm still learning the game. I'm still learning everything. And did he show us the way? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We ended up on like a level 8 difficulty mission.
Granted, we've never played past 5.
So it's like he was taking us into uncharted territory and telling us, you know, well, I use the stratagem for this and this for this. And, you know, we're used to just kind of running around whatever.
Yeah. I playing with him, I learned a lot about what you and I do. You know what I mean? Which, and I said to him, I go, dude, we're like two lone wolves that work together.
You know? Yeah. Right. okay. But we're done over here. Let's go over here now.
Yeah. But he's like, no, we're going to put this Gatling over here. We're going to put that Gatling that direction. We're going
to wait to put down this one.
It was awesome. Yeah.
We're going to drop the airstrike on this thing.
It was so cool. Like, it was so cool to actually learn strategy. Yeah.
Dude. And he was like, he basically told me to unlock a bunch of things I didn't even have. So I was not playing the game right up to that point.
Imagine us. Yeah. Here we are talking publicly. We don't even know how to play the game.
But you know what? Maybe some people can relate. Hopefully some people can relate to that. You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure
there's. I think there's probably. Yeah. More a larger group. Right. Yeah.
Dude, he was a level 50. I was like, as soon as he showed up, I'm like, level 50.
I know.
I was like, not to 50. I was like, wow. I didn't know it went up that high.
I know. Yeah, I thought it ended at like 25 or something like that.
Something crazy, yeah.
I thought I was going to hit 25, and which I'm almost to 25 now.
I'm almost. I'm nipping at your heels, I think like 20, 23 or something in there.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm trying to do the math. I'm like, he's level 50, and the game's only been out a month or so. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Time. Yeah, well, you know, yes, and at the same time, I think that the game kind of rewards you for playing more and on harder difficulties. So as you level up the difficulties, you probably level up faster. You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
So yes, he's obviously played a lot more than us, but at the same time, it's almost like you get what you invest in the game.
So if you put your time in, you can work your way. You think these people that were on the Malevolent Creek that were grabbing these, were they grabbing experience too and getting out?
Right.
Just to level up their guy?
Right.
So you think it's like a strategy then by the devs or Joel or whatever to have this major battle take place when they know people are trying to level up their people and look at what happens? They're kind of like teaching us a lesson. Like,
I think they definitely, I think there is some element of that for sure in the game. They're definitely watching what we do and sort of countering. Absolutely. That's so cool. That is cool.
I can't believe a game like this is around, and it's like so easy to like jump in and get your hands on it, start playing, and you know,
that's a lot of the appeal, you know. Easy, like you said one time when we were playing, easy to learn, hard to master.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty much, it's straightforward as you can get as far as what to do. But the more you dive into it, the more you hang around in the world and you start paying attention to all this other stuff. It's there's a lot bigger picture going on. And then it gets all kind of meta on you because it's like, you know, you're actually an active participant in the story. Yeah, my gosh. Like, it's interactive.
Yeah, it's truly interactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't believe this exists. All the credit to all those guys who were throwing memes at each other and went down the rabbit hole, and look where it ended up. So
yeah,
more power to those guys.
And that's just more proof that, you know, you gotta be true to yourself. You gotta trust your instincts, and you know, people respond to that.
I believe so.
You know, whether you're making video games or spreadsheets or music or, you know, whatever.
Right on. They can see the truth. So another bit of news out there, you got the Xbox community trying to get on board.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they're still talking about it. And in fact, some of the higher-ups at Xbox have you know, basically said nobody is winning by it not being on Xbox. And then there was a former Sony, I think it was the head of Sony America, who came out and said that he thinks Helldivers should be on Xbox.
But if they start the process now, how long would that take?
I don't know, months to a year, maybe. You know, my I have mixed feelings about that whole thing. Like, I know some people get really sore about exclusives and things like that, but I think, you know, it's easy for people in those positions to be like, well, of course, everyone should have this game. And it's easy for us as consumers to be like, of course, we all want this game or this product, you know, whatever. But when you think about it in terms of like Sony investing in the PlayStation materials for the PlayStation, the design, R&D, all that stuff, investing in the studio that made the game, then you have to consider like, for the longest time, if you take away exclusives, then the console is kind of meaningless.
Right. I mean, at this point, it's just, I mean, with cross play and everything at this point, it's like, it doesn't matter what you have. The exclusivity is what makes you want that console. Like whatever game is exclusive to that console is what makes you want that console.
Right. Like back in the day, we played Halo all the time.
All the time.
That was an Xbox exclusive.
Yep.
Right. Then Destiny came out. I remember the first thing I did when I actually got a PS3 was play all the Killzone games and all the Uncharted games. And I remember telling I remember telling you, like, dude, I did not know what I was missing.
Right.
And you're like, yeah.
What was it? Drake?
Yeah.
Wow. Those were like some awesome, like Indiana Jones type games. It's amazing. Yeah.
Tomb Raider style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, great stuff. Yeah. The exclusives are where it's at. Last of Us, came out on the, that was exclusive to the PlayStations, I think, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Spider-Man, Horizon.
The list goes on.
And that's the thing. Like, why would you, if you spend all this money to invest in these properties, why would you just give it to your competitor?
Right. Yeah. If it's a console war, you want to take every advantage. That's good business.
And this is where Xbox's business idea, because they've kind of, and don't get me wrong, I own both. Right. Mm. So I don't have a bone to pick with either console. But my point is, Xbox had to shift their marketing strategy because they have been losing the console war for so long. So how did they do that? They sort of eliminate the need for the console, or they're trying to.
Yeah.
And get more involved in the software side of things. So
selling off the IPs or whatnot. So let me say, I saw it come through my newsfeed. For all you Xbox people, there are some alternatives.
Okay.
They say you can play Halo, one of the Halo games. I forgot what, Forge?
Is it ODST?
Keep going.
Well, Forge mode. In Halo. Yeah, there are people in Forge mode creating a held average like
experience. Yeah. So you can do that, and you can pair Gears 5, Gears of War 5.
Really?
Yeah, that's another kind of like Halo-esque game. So like you do that, you do those two things, and it kind of gets you close to Helldivers if you're looking for that co-op, you know, third person or first person, because you had Halo type of gameplay and experience that I'm sure inspired Helldivers too. I'm not sure about one, but I haven't played one, so I can't speak to it. And then to speak to your point about what consoles you have, I play on PC, so I kind of got lucky that this game came onto the PC and PlayStation at the same time. So
yeah.
But I knew one thing. I know I didn't want a console anymore. I was kind of done with consoles because I don't like the idea of the exclusive content for this reason alone. So I was like, I'm just going to go to PC. And if it comes out PC, I'm cool. Like, you know, I do everything else on my PC. Why not game on it? It's got a decent video card, whatever. You know, just got to keep that updated.
Yeah.
And that's your console. That's what you got to pay for. You know, you pay in the video card. You upgrade that. So, and then, so that's how I feel extremely lucky, you know, and not have, but I feel extremely sorry about the Xbox people not being able to join, because that whole side is coming up and voicing their displeasure and signing petitions and whatnot. Just goes to show you the passion that gamers have for, you know, good quality, fun experiences, and that's what they're craving above anything else, above the graphics, you know, above the sounds and everything. We just want a fun game to play, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, the interesting thing is, first of all, I agree completely. Like it sucks that people on Xbox who want to play this game can't play this game on their consoles. I also understand why. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. 'Cause on the flip side of that, a lot of people are upset with Xbox for porting a lot of their exclusives over to PlayStation now.
Right.
So it's like they want Helldivers, and it's not necessarily the same people, but people on Xbox are mad on one hand because basically Xbox is doing what they want PlayStation to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you're, dude, I can't imagine if this game was not on PC.
Yeah.
You know,
I would have no clue. I wouldn't be in the loop of anything. We wouldn't have a podcast. I wouldn't be excited about this whole new type of game experience. And like a dev, the Arrowhead Gaming Studios that like, is trying to change, you know, flip the script on gaming as far as cooperative play. I mean, it's not about rankings. It's not about points. It's not about anything other than killing bugs, killing arachnids and killing Terminator guys.
Right.
It's all it's about and saving the super Earth and spreading managed democracy across the galaxy.
So apparently the game has sold around 8 million copies.
Good God.
Which is incredible.
That's amazing.
And so I just wanted to put that out there, you know, that the game has sold about 8 million copies.
Very good.
And basically Arrowhead is like, yeah, that's way more than we were expecting.
I know. I don't even want to think about it not coming to the PC. That scared me right there. Like I'm like shaking right now, not thinking about this game. And I probably feel like how the Xbox people feel. So mm-hmm. I feel your pain, man. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't have a solution.
I would say that it's not outside the realm of possibility. I think if there are people who are passionate enough about it for a long enough period of time, it might happen.
Mm-hmm. It's happened before.
Yeah. So you just got to keep voicing your opinion.
The only problem is it takes a long time.
Yeah.
So there's other like thing that I keep seeing is we have the game that the Deep Rock Galactic. Yeah. Remember we bought that a long time ago. That was like my first PC game I bought when I got this PC. And we never played it.
No, we did not. Well, we bought it back when I was not doing very well.
And, same.
And one of the things about that game, it was fun, but if you didn't play it with other people, you were screwed.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, was like you had to have a good sense of direction in that game.
Yeah.
And I would get into these caverns and I would get like lost, just totally disoriented. And I would hate that. Like, I'm like, I don't want to keep doing this. And then if I did jump in with other people, it was always people who knew exactly what to do and they would like leave me behind, you know?
Yeah. There was something about that game that I didn't really understand as far as like, what are we doing here? Are we killing things? Or are we mining? Or are we both? And it's just like, it didn't seem like the goal was clear enough. And I didn't feel passionate enough to keep playing the game.
Yeah.
Like it didn't do a great job of selling me on what I'm supposed to be doing and supposed to be like, what's supposed to be fun about this game? Because I don't really get it. Because I didn't really play with anybody. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess the creators of that game have been kind of hinting to Arrowhead that they want to do some sort of collaboration.
Okay. I don't know how that would work. Yeah.
I don't know what that would look like, but
yeah, because they're first person and well, maybe you can switch between them, but it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then and Helldivers is third person. So it doesn't really, I don't know how it would work.
Yeah. And plus
smarter like, people will figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Leave it to the smart people.
So, but at the very least, this is probably creating a genre, right? Of these types of games.
Yeah. I mean, I think to some extent the genre kind of already existed. It's okay. Almost like It's almost like Superman, you know, like the under layers of Superman were kind of already there. And somebody just took a bunch of those aspects and came up with something that was singular involving all of those things. So like the extraction stuff was already there. The shooting bugs was already there. You know, somebody just put their personal spin on it and made it something unique. And I do think you're right that, you know, we're probably going to start seeing games like this.
Right.
And that's kind of what I meant earlier when I said something about here come the hyenas, like here come the imitators, you know, like people are going to see this game's success.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Basically try and steal its player base.
Well, I mean, that's just business 101, you know, as far as what the competition's got to do to keep up, because these guys are setting the bar. So it's up to everybody else to continue to try to meet the challenge the market will level itself out eventually.
Yeah,
we're just at a high point. We're just at a fresh new spot right now, and all the imitators will come right behind and have their games, and it's already probably in the works. So nobody can stay on top for long. I mean, I think that's what it's all about, you know.
Right.
And then so we've been praising the heck out of this game, you know, and loving it. But you've been having some issues, haven't you? Some glitches?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The last week, every time that I logged in, all of my stuff was reset.
What?
You know, I have my missions, you know, my weapons and stuff that I, and my armor that I go into each mission with. And this past week, every time that I've gone in, it's been back to the Liberator. It's been back to like a default randomized voice line. My grenades reset. So I've gone in, like when we were playing with the Skull Admiral, every time I went in, I kept forgetting that my stuff had been reset. So I finally had to like go in, and now I check every time before I do anything.
Very good. Very good.
So
well, I don't want to end on a bad note. So I want to end on a higher note, and I would just want to ask you a couple of things. What you're talking about, what you like, the gear that you have, can you go through your current favorite weapons that you're using and your stratagems that you're using? And then I'll follow after you.
Sure. So depending on what I'm not good at right now is understanding what works best in different mission types.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like, what's really growing on me is the railgun, even though it was nerfed.
Right.
At least safe mode was nerfed. So I'm really enjoying the railgun and just obliterating those medium sized bugs with face shots. Then the orbital rail cannon.
What's that one? Which one was that one?
That's the red beam.
Oh,
that one shots the chargers.
Okay. Very good.
And then the orbital laser.
Oh, the laser's cool, dude. That thing looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's like the Death Star beam just coming at you. Just like a real fine-tuned, you know, little beam of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
So I'm still with the Breaker. Like there's nothing better than the Breaker for me right now.
Okay.
There was a marksman rifle that I was using for a while, but I still don't see the point in going off of the Breaker ever, you know. I like the impact grenade.
That's the quick one.
It explodes on impact.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like for those swarms, you know, sometimes the delay, you throw it and they just walk past it. But with the impact grenade, you throw it into a group of five or six and it just blows up as soon as it hits one of them and it kills three or four of them.
Right. Then that helps, you know, just survive.
Yeah.
So you can reload or call in that stratagem, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So that's your primary. You got your, obviously, what's your secondary? It's pretty.
The auto pistol.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no reason. I even have that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried the pistol from the premium war bond and I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
It was like too slow. You know, I mean, it's cool because you can reload individual rounds, but it's only like six rounds. So you're reloading too much.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, what's your favorite? What do you call it? The bigger weapon? Not your primary
support. The support weapon.
Right.
That's tough. I do like, if I'm in a group, I like using the spear. Like if I'm in a larger group, and that's the one that like locks on to the big enemies. It doesn't one shot the chargers. It'll two shot them, but it takes a while to reload. It's
funny how like all you're talking about is trying to kill these chargers. Chargers well, suck.
Well, yeah. Well, didn't you unlock the 500 kilogram bomb? Right?
I did, and I've killed you how many times with it? Probably like 3 or 4 already.
Yeah. Speaking of team kills.
Oh yeah. Good call.
Yeah, the Skull Admiral who played with us, who was showing us all sorts of things that we don't know.
Yeah, we can have a whole episode on what he showed us. Yeah.
He accidentally dropped into water on one of the terminate control system missions.
And as we know in Helldivers, water means death.
Water means death. But he didn't die. He sat there in the water hovering around, and we were like, so we go over to where he's at. And he's kind of like, yeah, I don't know if, you know, one of you guys. And as he's...
I was like, well, let me cook a grenade here for you, buddy. Yeah. Maybe that'll...
as he's posing the possibility of us taking him out, before he can finish it, I'm like, pop, pop, pop. Reinforcing. He's like, oh, okay. That'll work. I guess that'll do it.
You didn't waste no time, man. You just popped him right in the head.
I knew what needed to be done, you know.
Hey, if you can't fight, you gotta go.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, if you're not gonna help us, then you gotta go.
If you can't pull the trigger, you don't belong on the front lines.
There you go.
Sounds good.
No, that's some straight up Starship Troopers stuff.
Yeah,
totally. Everybody fights. Nobody quits. Yeah, so shout out to our guy. He knows who he is. He's listening. Yep. That's how he heard us. And maybe you'll be hearing more about him in the future. But it was a great experience. And absolutely. We got another one coming up soon that hit us up that wanted to join up. So, like, seriously, you know, reach out to us. I'm gonna go run the gambit. Okay.
Okay.
So you can reach out to us at superearthpod@gmail.com. That's the best way. That's the one that gets checked the most. And then everything else is just like, oh, yeah, we have one of those. Let's go check it out. I'm like, oh, man, this guy talked to us like a couple of days ago. I'm sorry, you know?
Right.
So at Twitter, it's at superearthpod. Oh, and someone was like, hey, my brother's name's Leto. Is that what, you didn't tell me you were playing Helldivers? And I'm not your brother. but thanks for asking. On Facebook, which is weird right now, we're at Super Earth Podcast. On Instagram, we're on Super Earth Podcast. In TikTok, you know, I think we're on Super Earth Podcast. Mm-hmm. On YouTube, we are Super Earth Pod. Earth Podcast.
I think it's Super Earth Podcast.
Okay, cool. Yeah, try that one first. If you don't get it, then try Super Earth Pod.
But really, you know, we were just talking about toning down the YouTube.
Yeah.
Because this is kind of our primary function is the podcast.
Right. I think we primarily want to be like an audio podcast and maybe just, you know, every once in a while throw a little something, a clip or two.
Like a short or something,
right, on YouTube, because it takes a while to edit these video podcasts.
And there are lots of people out there already doing better videos than we are on YouTube,
so. We don't want to muddy the waters. You don't have to be watching our gameplay. We would rather just, you know, turn on our mics and just, you know, throw up Helldivers out of our mouth. So, more Helldivers.
Democracy.
Cup of liberty. I'm throwing up my liberty.
Oh, God. Get a bucket. Save his liberty. Save it.
Put all that liberty back.
Oh, God. He got some liberty on his shoes.
Great. Now my shoes are going to smell like liberty.
Your shoes smell like freedom.
God, I love that. All right. I think we're going to head out of here. This is a long one. We might make this one a two-parter. I don't know if it's, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But I think we can, I think it's time to go play.
Let's do it.
All right. All right, everybody out there, stay safe.
Thanks for listening.
Especially when you're coming up against those arachnids and terminators. You know, just run away.
Run, reload, shoot.
Check. Run, reload, shoot. That should be the shirt right there, Mike. You're a marketing genius. All right, we're out.